This is the story, some might call it a legend, of how Silent Night was first composed. It has come to me from three different sources in a radio program long ago by Robert J. Lertzema, as told to me by an organist with whom I once worked, and from a colleague who always shares his best stories with me. The names and the dates are true, though, well, some of the details of the story we may attribute to the magic of Christmas. In a little Austrian village long ago, a priest sat in the darkness, the flame of a thick candle on his desk flickering wildly. It was Christmas Eve in the year 1818 in the little town of Oberndorf. Father Muir was deeply troubled. He and his organist, Franz Gruber, had spent days working on plans for the Christmas Eve music, only to discover that evening that mice had destroyed the bellows of the organ. And it was, of course, too late to repair the organ, and there were only 6 hours left for him to prepare his sermon for the midnight mass, in which he would try to capture the meaning of Christmas into a few words. Words which wouldn't come. Suddenly there was a sharp knock at the door, and then the door burst open, and a man, covered with snow, said that a young parishioner had just given birth about a mile up the mountain and wanted to have the baby baptized as soon as possible. Would Father Muir come now, please? The priest reached wearily for his hat and coat. He knew how long it would take him to make his way up the mountainside by foot. The streets were already choked with snow, and more was falling. As he made his way out into the night, he breathed a silent prayer that his parishioners this year might find the meaning of Christmas in their own hearts. The journey seemed to take forever, but then, at the sight of the radiant mother and her new baby, Father Muir found a curious peace, and as he tramped home through the deep snow, his thoughts turned again to the serenity of the mother and child he had just seen, and he found his despondency lifting in the peace of the star-filled night. And as he walked, the words of a poem began to form in his mind. And his first thought was that he could turn the poem into his sermon. You know, it doesn't matter what the denomination, every clergy person always has that very same thought about everything. Could this be a sermon? But try as he might, he realized it wasn't right for a sermon. It really was a poem. When he got back to the church, his friend and organist was there waiting for him, and Father Muir told him about the poem he had just composed in his mind. And Fran said, "Write it down so you don't forget it." Later that night at midnight mass, the sermon was shorter than usual. And just as Father Muir finished saying the mass and was about to end the service, he thought he heard the sound of a guitar. And listening, he realized that the sound was moving towards the altar. And with that, he heard the soft voices of the choir. They were singing shyly at first, and then with gathering confidence. And as he listened, he recognized the words of his poem, Silent Night. Franz had put them to music. And in doing so, Christmas had come to the little church in the Austrian village, as Silent Night was sung there for the very first time almost 200 years ago. And now, as Michael continues to play Silent Night on his guitar, I invite the ushers to come forward to begin our candle lighting. Please remain standing and join me in saying our closing words, printed in your order of service. When the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to minister to the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all people, to make music in the heart. Please be seated.